Kenny Down is the president and CEO of Blue North, a freezer long line fishing company. We had the honor, it was amazing. I was up in Edwards, seen it be built and great ties. But this osprey, as the governor is speaking, swoops overhead, grabs a fish, sits up on the mast of this brand new boat in the middle of Christmas, and just sits up there as the ceremony goes on. Incredible moment. What I'm excited to hear is how it's doing. So Kenny, tell us.
Good morning, everybody. I'm really excited about everything I've heard here. I've been excited about this project since I first heard about it. I think, you know, I just look around the table at the advisory board here, and just, you know, this is a real powerhouse of maritime innovation from all sectors. I know a lot of the people on the table here, and I really think this project's going to do great things, including for the fishing industry. So this is the vessel that was built here in Washington State. This vessel's been in service now in the Bering Sea for just a little over a year. We put a lot of innovations. Blue North was founded 35 years ago by two brothers, Mike and Pat Burns. Amelia Stewart Burns, the next generation, is here with us today. And they put they put their entire careers on the line for this boat, and so we're really excited about it. This is it has a lot of great new innovations. Just a couple of them quickly. This boat was designed with a molded hull design. This vessel was designed in Norway. It's a DNV vessel. We just actually had our first annual DNV inspection in Dutch Harbor yesterday. I suppose your inspector is probably flying out of Dutch Harbor today, weather permitting. And has this azimuth drive propulsion. There's actually one of these on the starboard side. You see there's another one on the port side. It's a four propeller ship. It's very, very, very economical. It burns far less fuel than a traditional platform of its size. One of the things we did, we put a lot of money into this heat recovery system on this vessel. So this vessel has smart grid diesel electric technology, so that these engines start and stop on their own just as fast as I'm talking, depending on what the load is. So if the captain says he wants to go full ahead, then it starts more engines, and when he backs off, engines shut down automatically, and we have different size engines that will come on, again, to save fuel. All of the fuel from this vessel, all of the engines have this heat recovery system on board. And this heat takes heat that normally is lost due to waste heat from the engines through exhaust and through the cooling water for the engines that normally would just go out over the side. This, we were capturing enough heat on this vessel through this heat recovery system. We make all of the fresh water, boil salt water, make fresh water, all the fresh water for the crew, all the hot water for the crew, and the heating for the entire ship is all recovered waste heat on this vessel. This is the very first cod ever caught by this vessel. We have moon pool technology. So this vessel actually hauls the gear. So we're in the middle of the Bering Sea, in the middle of winter fishing, and the guys are safe and protected indoors in the ship. This is the moon pool. There's a little down in your lower right there is a cutaway view, so you get some idea how this works. And I got another slide that I'll show you too. In the top right there, that's actually a camera that the captain is using when he's driving the ship. It's underwater lights, underwater cameras, so he can see the gear and see where the gear is in relationship to the moon pool through just sitting up on the bridge and driving the boat via a monitor, a gear monitor. This slide, one of the things that we've done with the ship, we're on a quota system, means that we get a percentage of the quota, the scientists set the quota. One of the things we're really proud of is in the whole history of the North Pacific Fisheries Management Council, which I'll talk about it in just a minute too, they've never ever set a quota higher than the scientists tell them to. So it's really an amazing process that I'm honored to be involved with. It mentions here more than 150 years, And, you know, that we're trying to do more with the fish that we do catch. We can't catch more fish. The quotas are set. We can only do more with the fish that we do catch. And this is one of the things that Blue North is the first fishing company in the world to take on this humane harvest technology in a commercial operation. Where humane harvest was launched just before the vessel. We're actually selling product from this humane harvest. And in this next slide, you'll see, actually I'm gonna go back and just note, if you're more interested in this, because I'm covering this stuff pretty quick, humaneharvest.com is the website. You can learn more about this, what I'm gonna talk about in a minute. And also our humane harvest expert is Amelia Stewart Burns, who's sitting in the back there. And you can see her during one of the breaks, and she can tell you all about, we can't stock this stuff fast enough, but you can find it at Central Markets or the Ballard Market. Any of the town and country stores would have this fish, Blue North's human harvest fish. As the fish comes in, this is again the picture of the moon pool taken from looking down into the vessel from above. This is all indoors. The fish come up through that hole in the bottom. You see the water in the moon pool expansion takes from over the roller. Those bars that you see on the bars that you see on your right hand side of your screen there are low voltage DC, but it's enough to put the central nervous system to sleep. We've had some really, really amazing results. We worked for nearly 2 years with Washington State University, their food science department at Washington State University. And what we found was that it's a healthier product. It has more nutritional value because we're removing the pain and the stress from the fish within a few seconds of this fish coming out of the water. Before the hook is even removed, this fish is stunned and the central nervous system is asleep, and it's not releasing cortisol and adrenaline and noradrenaline, those kind of things that tend to denature the protein. So this fish actually has longer shelf life, less drip loss, better texture, better flavor, and it's more nutritional for you. This is a little piece from the study. So one of the things that I want to turn to now is this is all really great stuff. But because of the warming conditions in the North Pacific, we're starting to see some things that are rather bothersome. And so I just wanted to touch on that. I just flew down last night from Anchorage, Alaska, serving on the North Pacific Fisheries Management Council as an appointee by Governor Inslee. And one of the things that we had to do that wasn't very comfortable, we had to drastically reduce the cod quotas in the Gulf of Alaska. And you know, the amazing thing about this is we met for 7 days in Alaska, going over all the quotas for everything for next year. And we dropped the quota by 80%, and not one fisherman testified that we shouldn't cut the quota. I mean, it really is amazing that everybody understands we need to do what we need to do. What we're looking at here is water from January 14, 15, 16, and through the January 2017. And it shows this warm water condition that existed up in the Gulf of Alaska. The results of that were when they went out and did the trawl surveys. NOAA does a trawl survey every year in this area. And when they went out and did the trawl surveys, you can see these dots and these confidence interval bars. You can see starting in 2010, 2011, 2012, the quota is going down, down, down. On the very far right, at the very bottom, is where we set the quota this year. It's the lowest ever in the history of since they've been following and tracking these surveys. So there's a strong relationship between these warm water conditions and the cod quota and the future of the fisheries here in the North Pacific. And we heard Governor Inslee talk about the huge number of jobs and the huge impact that we have here, the fishing industry has here in, here in Seattle and the Salish Sea region. And we're concerned about this. We saw the same thing in the Bering Sea, which is where most of the much higher volumes of cod are caught. But you can see here the difference between 2010 and 2017. This blue and purple colors represent what we call the Bering Sea cold pool. And fishermen just know when you get very cold water, Bering Sea, that's going to be really good for recruits. There's lots of food around. We're going to see high survivability, and there's a really strong correlation between these cold water pools. Well, you can see the difference between 2010 and 2017. Even though we still have this cold water pool coming pretty far to the south there, you can see that it's not extending as far as it used to, and it's not as cold as it used to be. And this real warm water that is near shore is something that they haven't ever seen before. It's a real unusual set of circumstances. So, you know, I looked at, well, what can the maritime sector do about this? And we heard so much about the carbon fiber and I knew we would today, that these carbon fiber ships and these electric ferries and some of the great work that people like Frank are doing at Bigger and the folks that build our boats, you know, there's great things, but you know, this stuff costs a great deal of money. So I thought, well, there's some things that people can get involved with, maybe don't have money to invest in a $38 million vessel like Blue North did. But you know, this is a bit political, but it should be a non. These things should be nonpartisan issues. And sign and support the climate initiatives that come your way. Blue North to sign on to a number of these type of things. And get involved with your elected officials. This is the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge, where in the tax bill they made provisions to allow drilling in this. And you know, Alaska, who has the greatest to lose, is trying to solve a short-term tax problem by going and drilling and pulling more oil out of an area that's this huge wildlife refuge. You can get involved in this kind of stuff. You know, it's these things that we're talking about here today are so much better than talking about drilling for more oil, creating more carbon emissions and more warm temperatures. So there's the Bristol Bay Mine. A lot of companies have signed on to this, Businesses for Crystal Bay, and there you go. Thank you very much.